The problem with humanity is not that they don't know God's will, it's that we do know God's will, and yet we reject it. So the Apostle Paul continues tightening the vise in Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. In Romans 1, he's exposed humanity's suppression of truth that is revealed in creation, and now he removes another escape hatch. Ignorance of Scripture does not equal innocence before God. Paul will write, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish apart from the law." That sentence dismantles the idea that accountability began with Moses and the giving of the law. God has never judged people based solely on what they possess, but on how they respond to what has been revealed. And so Paul explains that Gentiles, those without the written law, still do by nature what the law requires. Well, why is that? It's because God has written his moral standard on the human heart. Conscience is not cultural. It is creational. It testifies universally that right and wrong are real things. And this harmonizes perfectly with Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. God has made himself known. Humanity's problem is not lack of information, but rejection of authority. The law on the heart does not save. It exposes. It proves that no one stands morally neutral. And yet, this exposure is mercy. God's judgment is never arbitrary. He judges truthfully, justly, and proportionally. The question is not whether God has spoken, but whether we have listened. Here's how you can make this a prayer out of your own heart today. Righteous God, help me stop suppressing truth that you've clearly revealed, and help me to respond with humility and repentance. And here are two different peoples that you can pray for today. Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania, and also the GA Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Ghana.